Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
The soothing tones of Dr. Clyde Yancey, the chief of cardiology at Northwestern, in our studio. And now we're introducing another guest, and that is Terrell Burgess, who is the principal at George Westinghouse College Prep. Terrell, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me.
So there's a Northwestern Scholars Program that you participate in?
Absolutely. Our students at Westinghouse do.
All of them are Northwestern Scholars?
Not all of them. Each year we select 6 to 7 students during their freshman year who exhibit high achievement in the STEM subjects as well as an interest in science and medicine.
And that's their freshman year?
Their freshman year they are chosen, and throughout their high school career, they're paired with renowned physicians at Northwestern as mentors, and each summer they participate in a science intensive at the hospital.
So then they graduate high school, then what's the plan?
The plan is that they eventually either study medicine or study science. We just want them to have more of an interest in STEM.
And it's a scholars program. Is it a scholarship program too?
Scholarship comes along with it. The average student receives over $300,000 in scholarships. And this year we had one student actually receive $900,000 in scholarship.
Does that money go to Westinghouse? Is that their tuition at the high school, or does that go to their college?
No, Westinghouse is a public school, so that there is no tuition, but it goes to whatever college that they decide to attend.
I knew Westinghouse was a public school, but I thought it was a selective school.
It is a selective enrollment school in Chicago Public Schools.
But that still is tuition free. It's a public high school.
Yes, it is.
And so then they exit Westinghouse with scholarship money in the STEM direction.
Absolutely.
Where do they go?
Many of them go to the University of Illinois. We have some students who go to the University of Michigan. We have one student going to Pomona College, a plethora of high achieving universities and colleges.
How rewarding is that for you?
Absolutely. As a product of the west side of Chicago, Westinghouse is the best thing going in Garfield Park, and we're just so excited. Many of my own family members have graduated from Westinghouse either back in the 70s or even now recently my son graduated from Westinghouse, so we're keeping it all in the family.
And then, doctor, is the plan then to get them to maybe Northwestern as physicians?
You know, John, we should be having this conversation on Friday. You talked about Friday being your good
Bright
news
side,
program.
Yeah.
This is a win. This is a solution that we've been seeking forever. So we are able to embrace the students, whether they come back to Northwestern or not, is not the overarching goal. This truly has a big dose of altruism. We want to lift those students, inform them, mentor, and nudge them in directions where they're able to become not just self-sufficient, but actually contribute. And if it's a contribution in health and science, outstanding.
What is the racial composition at Westinghouse?
We're 45% African-American, 45% Hispanic, 10% other.
So how important is it to get black and brown students into the STEM program?
Oh, vitally important. We know that if we provide early access, they will have more opportunity to excel and succeed. And that is what we're seeing. We're seeing our students thrive at Northwestern like never before. Our students act like they belong there, and they are a part of the Northwestern fabric.
What do you mean, act like they belong there?
You know, a lot of times it's easy to feel like this is Northwestern Hospital. It's a prestigious hospital in our city, and many people can walk through those halls and feel like I don't belong here. But our students are equipped with the tools that they need to be successful. When I see them interact with Dr. Yancey as if he's just a natural human being and not the chief of cardiology, it's refreshing to see they have natural, real, powerful conversations, and they're being empowered to know that the barriers are being lifted and access is being granted.
John, the students are on site right now. This look like, feel like Northwestern is a sight to behold. They've got their white coats with their name embroidered on the coat.
Yeah, nice.
And I mean, their chin is as high as any resident you can imagine.
But I wonder what, you use the word barrier, what a barrier self-esteem is for anybody to achieve or feel like they belong. You know, even if you're smart enough or able enough, if you don't feel like you're in that club, you won't get in that club, right?
Absolutely. And therefore, Northwestern is leading the charge, right? Many people throw money at the solution, at the issues, but it's another thing to actually bring humanity to the solution, and that is what Northwestern is doing.
But how important, then, fellas, is it to have black and brown doctors, black and brown medical professionals on the west and south side?
So that gets back to our theme of the day. How do we achieve health equity? You just used the term self-esteem as a barrier. I'm going to use another word, trust, as a barrier to achieving health equity. Having trusted voices, trusted faces, both interfacing with patients, but interfacing with other health professionals, it changes the narrative. It changes the approach. People are less suspicious. They're more accommodating. They're more willing to act on instructions and directions. And others are willing to behave differently if there's more diversity within their group.
Dr. Clyde Yancey is the chief of cardiology at Northwestern, and Terrell Burgess is the principal over at Westinghouse. That was a barrier in the early days of COVID, wasn't it? That the hesitancy by blacks in Chicago to get the virus was, my understanding is, somewhat predicated on their lack of trust of the medical community.
John, I had to go from community to community and literally speak at the grassroots level about the development of the vaccine, the benefit of the vaccine, and indicate how important it would be to mitigate the burden of disease that was already disproportionately experienced.
Yeah, I know. How
by
frustrating
communities
is
in
that?
Chicago. Yeah, yeah. Even in our own hospital, John, I went on the loading dock to work with the maintenance group and say, let's have a seat. What are your questions? Let's talk this through.
Hmm. Let's go back to Westinghouse. How did things go this year? How are things going to go next year? What can we do to maybe better help these scholars at your school?
Absolutely. I just want to speak to one of the things that's really phenomenal about Northwestern. Each year, Northwestern participates in what they call community grand rounds, where we have leading physicians come to our community to actually speak to some of these health issues that our communities face. And it is in those instances that we are being educated, empowered, and equipped with the tools that we need to take better care of ourselves. And it was through this partnership that I actually saw even better health care for my own son, who's diagnosed with sickle cell disease. And Lurie's has been a phenomenal partner in helping with this own health care. And so when you think about like how the school year is going, our students have access to that type of information and knowledge, and we're just so incredibly proud of it. We're dealing with the effects of the pandemic. We had a wonderful year, but we've also had a very challenging year. Our students are facing so many challenges that we don't even have the time or space to discuss in these moments. But they're being equipped and being empowered to overcome those through partnerships like Northwestern.
Well, you're right, Doctor. This is a bright side. I'm really glad that we're having this conversation, taking the time to tell people about it. And I'm glad that you guys are doing this. So thanks to Northwestern and Westinghouse.
Thanks for the time to have the conversation.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Terrell, thanks for coming into the studio.
We appreciate you today.